If toys are us, as the superstore's name suggests, then what are we? This Christmas, the best-selling toys were what the industry calls special feature plush. This category, which basically consists of upholstered computer microprocessors, has been the growth sector of the toy business, with sales increasing more than 200% in 1997. Hasbro's Furby was the hit toy of the 1998 Christmas season, but Mattel's Winnie the Pooh and Microsoft's two new Actimates also competed for the attention of the nation's children and for the pocketbooks of their parents. The plushness of these toys continues a long-standing toy maker's custom, dating back at least to the teddy bear. In special feature plush, though, the fur of a Furby or the fuzz of a Pooh serves an additional function, taking the hard edge off of computer technology, making a microprocessor literally huggable, a key factor especially for girls, who constitute a large part of the market. The computer components, of course, are the key ingredients that make these creatures special feature plush. These toys can talk. Furby has a vocabulary of 4,000 words, some in English and some in Furbish. But they can also play games, communicate with each other, and even, in the case of the Actimates, interact with TV versions of themselves. In short, as the manufacturers like to say, they're interactive. But what exactly is interactivity? And how is it related to other kinds of kids' activity? Children, of course, are naturally interactive and imaginative, as they have transformed sticks into guns and sand into castles for centuries. With special feature plush toys, however, interaction means basically that the toy can provide some lines that sound like one side of a conversation. The toy is scripted to respond to a variety of cues, and does so convincingly. Unfortunately, the child is also scripted to respond to the cues that the toy provides, and so the infinite range of a child's imagination is narrowed to the programming of a mere toy's microchip. In this way, interactive toys are, to some extent, really interpassive, as the child responds to a fairly narrow range of stimuli. Interaction increases the interplay of child and toy, but it reduces the interplay of the child. Indeed, most of the time, these interactive toys aren't interactive. They invite children to play with toys, but not to play with conceptions of themselves in the world. Even though they aren't usually sold as educational toys, these interactive animals do educate our kids. In playing with Furby or Barney or Arthur or Winnie the Pooh, kids become students of an adult way of thinking about play. But these toys don't do much for a child's inner life, for the rich world of the youthful imagination. In a brilliant book called The Peaceable Classroom, Mary Rose O'Reilly contends that the first goal of education, if we think it has anything at all to do with values, is to bring students to a knowledge of the world within, its geography and anthropology, depths and heights, myths and primary texts. Dr. America agrees. Interactive toys bring children a knowledge of the world without the circumscribed world of the toy itself, but they don't leave a lot of room for the inner development of the child. They are like a coloring book with the colors already in place, a puzzle with the pieces preassembled. And while interactive toys invite children to interact, it's not with each other, but with voices and images implanted in machines. Furby, for example, for all his fuzzy friendliness, is a computer clothed in synthetic fur. And its chatter fills many of the social spaces that children might use for their own interactions. In a society with less and less children per family, and with parents absent at work, it probably makes sense to give kids surrogate friends. But electronic substitutes like Furby and Arthur and DW and Big Bird don't really help kids bring their inner lives into the conversations of a community. If kids limit their interactions to the interactive toys, they can actually become isolated in a play world invented by adults to sell toys to kids who need more than mechanical interactions. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, exploring the wide world within and the wide world within American culture.